the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Adhi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif wa ja'alana min a'wani wa ansari. We've been talking in the last sessions about different types of friendship. The first one was about being in pair as two spouses, but then we started about friendship. We talked about being Khalil as intimate friend, and we talked about Allah also choosing Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as his friend. Now we want to move on to another notion which is used in the Quran to refer to friendship, and that is to be like brothers. Brothers can be biological brothers who are born from the same parents, or maybe they share just one parent, like they have the same mother or the same father, but anyway there is a blood relation between them. But in many cases in Arabic, brother is used to refer to a person who has some resemblance with you, who is similar to you in some aspects. Brothers are those whose hearts are close to each other. Brothers are those who don't have any enmity or hatred in their hearts for each other. They love each other. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. You were on the edge of going down to the hell. Enmity, lack of unity is like edge of a cliff. You can go down and destroy yourself. To be united means to be on a very safe plane. To be disunited is like to be on the edge of a cliff and then you may go down. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah saved you from that critical condition. Another case in which Allah uses the term brother for believers is Surah Hujurat, the same chapter 49, verse 12. This is the verse about backbiting. You all are familiar with this verse and with backbiting. Of course, not in the sense of doing that, but you are familiar with the concept. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you must not backbite each other. لا يغتك بعضكم بعضا. None of you should give permission to himself to backbite another believer. You should not say, I am older, so I can backbite youngsters. Or youngsters say, I am a young person, I can backbite older people. Or, for example, those who have money, those who don't have money, those who have knowledge, those who don't have knowledge. None of you should backbite the other. لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Is there anyone among you who loves to eat the flesh of his dead brother? We don't like to eat the flesh of a human being, especially if that person is our brother and is dead. Even we don't want to eat the flesh of a dead goat or cow, let alone dead human being, who is also my brother. So why we backbite? Because we don't understand. how ugly it is to backbite. Those who really understand the ugliness of this, they will never backbite. They will never even think of backbiting people. They hate it. And I have seen even there are people who are not Muslims and they don't backbite. By their fitrah, by their true nature, they realize that this is bad action. When someone is not here to defend himself, I shouldn't talk about him. It's not fair. If he is here and he can defend or explain, this is good. Of course, even if he is here, we should be careful. Because sometimes you shouldn't speak about the secrets of someone in front of other people. Even if you want to give advice, you should give advice in private. As we have in hadith, مَنْ وَعَذَ أَخَاهُ سِرًّا فَقَدْ زَانَهُ وَمَنْ وَعَذَ أَلَانِيَةً فَقَدْ شَانَهُ. If you want to tell me something, tell me in private, not in front of many people. Because my reputation would be damaged. But now imagine I am absent. And then you talk against me. This is not fair. And the honor of a believer is a gift that Allah has given to him. You are removing that gift that Allah has given him. So you are fighting against Allah. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You are destroying something that Allah has given this person.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Even no one can destroy his own honor and reputation. I cannot tell you that you can destroy my reputation. I cannot do myself also something to destroy my reputation. So what about someone else destroying my reputation in front of other people? أَيُّحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You don't like this. You hate this. So if this is the other side of Ghaiba, Ghaiba has two sides, like the same coin. One side is very ugly, but unfortunately it's covered from you. If we can see that right at the time of backbiting, we are eating flesh, which is belonging to a dead body, we will never do it. Again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. In the verse 10 we had, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Here again we have, فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So it's a requirement of taqwa, not to backbite each other. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you have done something in the past and you are now very much sorry and remorseful, inshallah Allah will forgive you. But from now on, be very careful. For the past, inshallah Allah will forgive you. Try also to restore the damage which is caused. According to some ulama, you have to also go and ask for his forgiveness. According to some, if he doesn't know, you shouldn't go and ask him, because when you inform him, he will be disappointed. But What is important is that if you don't do it in future and you really show that you are sorry, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ inshallah.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقاء والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي
فرشيت